Hi, this is Mark Rabin. Welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. Today I'm reading a blog post titled Six Essential Continuous Improvement Metrics That Matter, and it's written by one of our co-founders and CEO, Dr. Greg Jacobson. You can find a link to the blog post in the show notes. You can also go to blog.kinexus.com and read all of the new content that we put out every week. Maybe Albert Einstein was talking about continuous improvement when he said, "Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted." We couldn't have said it better ourselves. But too often, we see organizations struggling to measure only those things that can be tied to a dollar amount, and they unfortunately neglect the impact of all improvements. Let's have a look at the top six ways to measure the impact of your organization's improvement efforts. So one of them is ROI, or return on investment. The financial impact of a completed opportunity for improvement can be one of the easiest results to measure. If you've been using the right continuous improvement software to organize your improvement initiatives, it should be pretty straightforward to determine the cost of improvement compared to the post-improvement increase in revenue or decrease in expenses divided by the amount that was spent to implement that idea. That's your ROI. This quantifiable measure tells you whether your improvement initiative was financially beneficial or not. Now, however, while ROI provides a clear financial perspective, it's really important to remember that not all improvements translate directly into immediate monetary gains. Some improvements may yield long-term benefits that aren't immediately apparent in your financial statements. Product quality. There are several ways to determine if continuous improvement has had a positive impact on the quality of products and services. One of the most immediate and tangible measures of product quality is the number of defects identified before the product reaches the customer. Lower defect counts signify a more reliable product. Tracking the number of product returns and customer complaints can also help you assess product quality. A reduction in these numbers indicates that your improvements are making a positive impact on customer satisfaction. Increasing product quality is hugely important to successful businesses. They recognize that superior products and services are the way to increase sales, create customer loyalty, and increase the pride felt by their employees. There are also aspects of quality that are more difficult to measure in the short term, such as how well your product or service meets the needs of customers, or better yet, delights them. There should be a positive long-term effect in terms of sales and customer loyalty, but it can be difficult, if not impossible, to know how much a particular improvement contributed to that success. Time savings. Often the result of an improvement is a shorter time to market or a more efficient process that makes it possible for each person or resource to do more. Efficiency is the name of the game where time savings are concerned. It could be measured in increased output from any part of a process given the same amount of time in the day or week. We refer to this as soft savings because while it doesn't directly result in an increase in revenue or cost savings, it does free up employees' time so that they can do other value-added activities, thus saving the organization money in the long run. Beyond any soft savings, there are situations where time saved for employees leads to reduced amounts of overtime, which is a cost reduction that directly impacts the bottom line. Safety. Organizations have a responsibility for the safety of every customer, patient, employee, or guest who enters their locations, as well as those who buy their products or services. Safety concerns are often a key reason that companies adopt a continuous improvement program, so don't forget to measure the impact in this dimension. Of course, you can't easily measure the financial impact of things like lawsuits avoided or potential missed days of work, but even counting the safety improvements and reporting that number is useful information in evaluating the impact of continuous improvement. One way organizations do measure the impact of safety is a concrete reduction in things such as liability insurance costs or worker compensation costs. Customer satisfaction. According to a study by Bain & Company, 80% of companies say they are delivering superior customer service. Sadly, only 8% of customers agree. This is why it's essential to measure how improvements impact customers rather than just guessing. To measure the impact of improvements on customer satisfaction, consider various methods. Surveys. Your regular customer surveys can help you gauge their satisfaction levels and gather valuable feedback. Customer service ratings. Tracking customer service ratings, response times, and complaint resolution can provide insights into customer satisfaction. Focus groups. Engage customers in focus groups to gain a deeper understanding of their needs, desires, and pain points. Sales increase. An increase in sales can be a strong indicator of improved customer satisfaction. Happy customers are more likely to repeat purchases and recommend your products or services to others. Remember that improving customer satisfaction is an ongoing process, and measuring this dimension is essential by aligning your efforts with customer expectations. And finally, not least importantly, but finally in the post, is employee satisfaction. There are often disconnects between how satisfied employees are and how satisfied management thinks they are. Measuring employee satisfaction can be done through employee surveys. Regular surveys can gauge employee satisfaction or engagement and identify ideas for improvement. Retention rates. High employee turnover rates can indicate dissatisfaction, while low turnover rates suggest contentment. Productivity and engagement. Productive and engaged employees are often a result of improved job satisfaction. Companies implementing a continuous improvement approach to business see employee satisfaction and engagement improve over time, as employees feel increasingly valued and respected for their work. Are there other specific metrics your company should track? Probably. To find out, keep this pearl of wisdom in mind. What gets measured gets managed. Think about the things your organization needs to improve and create metrics around those. Doing so will help justify your investment and improvement and the technologies you need to support it. So we'd love to hear what you think. If you want to read the post or comment, look for a link in the show notes. And again, you can learn more and read on our blog, blog.kinexus.com, and visit our website to learn more about how Kinexus spreads continuous improvement at www.kinexus.com. Thanks for listening.